was blind, but now I see.
Walking water, and they thought it was a ghost. Jesus assuring them to take courage, have faith, and do not be afraid. But then Peter recognized Jesus, and he requested Jesus to command him to come to Jesus on the water, and so Jesus did, and Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. The disciples were in the security and in the comfort by being in the boat. And the disciples knew Peter as the impulsive one, but maybe Peter needed to make a point, and that is to keep his eyes on Jesus. And he took the leap of faith, and besides Jesus, Peter was the only one who walked on water. In so many ways, God asked and invited people to walk with him. There was the hard walk which Abraham took with his son Isaac on the road to Moriah. The liberating walk Moses and the Israelites took through the path that was normally occupied by the Red Sea. And the frustrating walk that took them on the roundabout way of the desert for 40 years. Maybe God is calling us to walk with him. Leave our security, our comfort, our boats, breaking the barriers, facing the storms, the tormenting waves. But to do that, we first need to figure out what are our boats and are we prepared to be water walkers. Just like John Newton did when he wrote the hymn Amazing Grace in 1777. And before he became a Christian, he was a captain of a slave ship. He had an invitation or a call from God, and when he wrote these lyrics, he heard the melody from slaves singing it from the belly of the ship. This hymn and its melody were done only using the five black keys of the piano, namely the pentatonics. The hymn was written by a man who was moved to speak out against something from which he had once profited. But you see, my friends, in this, the lesson, it does not matter our color, our gender, our abilities, our challenges, whether we are rich or poor, we are all connected to God. We do not have to fight and adhere to the human-made rules. For example, is this a woman's or a man's world? We do not have to fight to determine whether men or women are better at certain things. There is a place for all of us. As human beings, we have different gifts and talents, and we just need to use it to the glory of God. When Jesus started his ministry, he sat among women. He had encounters with women, for example, the woman at the well. And there already Jesus broke the barrier and the custom law, where Jewish men did not speak to women in public. Jesus, leading the woman, bled for many years and was condemned by religious laws, and which made her believe that she was stained, that she was unworthy, and anything she would touch would be unclean. But Jesus gave them this amazing grace. Are we maybe building barriers by categorizing people, taking away their dignity, their self-worth? Why do we have to look at gender? Why are we not looking at the character of the person? If Jesus already broke these barriers, who are you and I to uphold and still create these barriers? What gives us the right to destroy another human being with our boats in the forms of our inferiorities, our uncertainties, our desire for power, or our desire for control? Who are we to keep people imprisoned, staying in the past, emotionally, physically, and verbally abuse people? People who are getting stripped from their humanity, that their ability becomes an inability, and their will to exist is no longer important to them. They become the shadow of the person they used to be, and the treatment they get becomes a norm and acceptable. But to break this, we need to be ready to receive the amazing grace. We need to take the leap of faith. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus and become water walkers. We need to let go of the boat, although we are scared, overwhelmed, confused. Matthew is reminding us that it takes eyes of faith to recognize when Jesus is around. And come to think of it, is it not maybe the way we should be looking at each other to see Jesus in another? 12 disciples sat in the boat, and we do not know how 11 of them responded to that voice. Perhaps also with confusion, with wonder, with disbelief, but one of them was to become a water walker. He recognized that God was present even in the most unlikely place. He realized that this was an extraordinary opportunity for spiritual adventure and growth. Imagine the size of the waves, the strength of the wind, the darkness of the night, but these were the conditions under which Peter was going to get out of the boat. Maybe this was also the situation which led plus minus 20,000 women of all races on the 9th of August 1956, 64 years ago, to protest and march to the Union Buildings of Pretoria against the Urban Areas Act of 1950 amendments. And it was led by Lillian Nkoye, Ellen Joseph, Rahima Musa, and Sophia Williams. It was a peaceful protest, but it made a difference. But you see, friends, this gave us opportunities. It gave us freedom and a reason not to stay in the past. We need to grow from this. We need to transform from this. We need to pass the race. We need to pass and to get past the gender. We need to look at each other as human beings. Sometimes we have the need to immerse ourselves in comfort. And maybe, like the disciples, we can also recall boat potatoes. They did not mind watching, but they also did not want to do anything. The truth about water walking is the fear never goes away. Why? Because each time we want to grow, it will evolve into a new territory, taking on new challenges. And each time we do that, we will experience fear again. We can give up trying to make the fear go away. And because of the wind and storms, we decide to stay in the boat. But we might as well know that there is no guarantee that the life in the boat is going to be any safer. There is danger getting out of the boat, but there is danger in staying in it as well. It is also important for us to see that Peter did not ask Jesus for a promise, "Lord, let me not sink," but specifically for a command, "Lord, if it command me. Peter did not ask for a guarantee, just an opportunity. We also have the opportunity to grow, to embrace another as human beings, leave the past, and may our boats, our comfort, and our security get so rocky in a way that it would be impossible for us to stay in the boat, to let go of the fear that we do not have a choice but to get out of the boat and walk on water, and as the hymn says, for the healing of the nations. Lord, we pray with one accord for a just and equal sharing of the things that earth affords, to a life of love in action.